You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you talking about the Spanx lady in your
segment? I have her, and she's very generous. And I have a story about Keanu Reeves, who is also very generous. If you want to do those back to back.
Well, yeah, let's talk about this Sarah Blakely chick. Have you ever heard any podcasts or interviews with her, the lady who founded Spanx?
The podcast How I Built This, Built That,
with Guy Raz, at Guy Raz.
I've heard that one. She's
I couldn't
cool.
remember which
cool
one it
lady.
Was, but that was it. Well, anyway, you might as well tell the story.
She founded Spanx, the shapewear company. She just sold her majority stake in the company to a big investment firm called Blackstone. They're saying the Spanx company is valued at about $1.2 billion. Mm. I don't know if she got that full amount.
Personally, she had a majority stake in it. So,
I don't think
Let's
she got the full.
She probably got a billion. Hundreds of millions.
Blakely, who will retain an undisclosed stake in Spanx. And she's going to become its executive chair, started that company for $5,000.
Wow.
And it's valued at $1.2 billion. Now, here's the cool part. She celebrated her portion of the money by sharing some of the love with her 500 employees. There's a video floating around. It's actually on her Facebook if you want to check it out, of her announcing that she's giving each of her employees 2 first-class plane tickets to anywhere in the world. And then on top of that, she's like, you know what? You guys are going to want to go out to dinner. You're going to want to go shopping. You're going to need some spending cash. So I'm also giving each of you $10,000 to go enjoy your trip. So 2 tickets, round trip, anywhere, and $10,000. Isn't that cool?
Times 500 people.
Do the math. Beep, boop, bop, boop.
Yeah.
That's a lot. But she is. She's. They said this bumped her back up to billionaire status. I guess she was a billionaire. But it dropped down a couple years ago, her value or whatever dropped
because
down.
Because Spanx isn't selling as
something,
many or
I don't
something?
Know. But this bumped her back up to billionaire status. So isn't that great? That's just such a good story. Female-owned business, started it for $5,000, and now she's a billionaire.
She's a cool person.
The second story of somebody being very generous comes from Keanu Reeves. This story says he is one of the coolest celebrities ever, and I agree. He's just a cool dude. He went and gave his 4-man stunt crew Rolex watches to celebrate finishing John Wick 4, and they were out in Paris. Each watch has an etching on the back that says the John Wick 5, because all 5 of them appeared in the movie, with the stuntman's name on it, and then thank you, Keanu, JW4 2021.
Hmm.
And he gave all these dudes Rolex watches. That's a solid. Again, that's very cool.
You know what I wish he had engraved on
what's
them?
That?
All we are is dust in the wind, dude.
Yeah.
I love the memes of him, the classic memes of him sitting on the park bench.
Yeah.
Have you seen those?
Those are very funny.
It's like
funny.
Sad Keanu or whatever.
He's just sitting there. He's reflecting, dude. Reflecting. Let's talk about how everything's
Wouldn't
getting...
Wouldn't you like to have him as one of your dinner party guests? You know, we
I would.
Talk about the
I would.
Celebrity dinner parties.
Yeah, he's actually a very bright dude, very creative. He does a lot with motorcycles and stuff, and just a cool guy.
Here's what I'll say about him. I'm not crazy about any of his movies. However, I like him personally, and he seems... Here's the word I would attach to him. He seems like a thoughtful person.
There you go.
He seems very thoughtful. Caring... Thoughtful, and he gives a lot of thought to things.
And he doesn't touch you when he hugs you or poses for a picture. Google that, too, and look at all the pictures of Keanu with his arm around people, but it's hovering. He never touches anybody.
Oh.
I don't know if he's afraid of lawsuits or what, but it's kind of a smart move. Let's talk about how things are getting more expensive. It's now getting more expensive to visit the happiest place on Earth. I'm not talking about Dom's bedroom. I'm talking about Disneyland in Anaheim, California, Dom. They're now going to be charging as much...
something I want to say so bad right now.
There's some solid lines in there, definitely.
If only we were on satellite radio right now.
They're now going to be charging you as much as $164 for a single-day, single-park ticket.
Wow.
Beginning in March of 2022. It's their tiered pricing system. Which helps manage crowd sizes on the park's busiest days. On the less busy days, it's going to cost you more to get in. $164 now. Family of 4 for 1 day is $656 just to get into the park.
I had a friend of mine that just went with their kids. and said it was an 80-minute wait for Space Mountain for the 2-minute ride. So you pay $164 to get in.
And stand
that's
around.
An hour and 20-minute wait for the 2-minute ride.
Yep. And that's just one ride. And you do that, you know, three or four times, your day is shot. So anyway, if you want to go for 3 days, which I've heard now, because of these lines, it's going to cost a family of four about $2,000 just to get in and experience Disneyland for about 3 days.
Dang.
That's not on top of your hotel, your airfare, your food.
The mouse ears hat.
Yep. Here's your Fat America for today. Somebody came up with a formula that tells you how many fun-sized pieces of candy you could eat in one sitting before it would kill you. Based on a lethal dose of sugar, Dom.
And?
So it's 13.5 grams of sugar for every pound of body weight. So multiply your body weight by 13.5. What are you, like 220 now?
No. I'm in good shape.
And then divide that by 9.3 grams.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I am going to do the math. 13.5.
Okay. By your body weight.
Okay.
If you want to mention it. Then divide by 9.3 grams, which is the average amount of sugar in a fun-sized candy bar.
Uh-huh. And?
And that's it.
What's that number telling you? Is that the number of pieces of candy?
That's the number of pieces.
Huh.
What is it?
288 pieces of candy? Would kill me?
It would kill you in one sitting. You ate 288. Yeah, because this is saying for a 180-pound person, it's 262. So you're obviously more than 180.
I was 199 the last time I weighed.
Hey, look at you under 200.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, buddy. Well done. All right, so now you know. You're in the loop. Don't want to tell you anything else. No, let's do clickbait because it's funny.
Clickbait.
Head on over to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This is really funny. If you're on TikTok and Instagram, you might have seen the I feel good scare pranks going around right now. It's where somebody walks into a room and you blast the opening scream and verse of James Brown's "Wow, I feel good." That's and then you watch their reaction. They usually jump, they scream, they drop everything they have.
I gotta look at this.
And somebody pieced together like 40 of these or whatever, and it'll just put a big old goofy smile on your sugary face today. Find it at Dom and Jeremy on Facebook.
Clickbait.